Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. If you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, as we launch into yet another week of fun and excitement here. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we start things out by going right to your phone calls, that is the point of the show. We go to Will Buchanan calling from somewhere on the Walk for Liberty on the Amp Line. Hello, Will.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Will?
I wanted to share with you an encounter that I had with the police in Whiting, Indiana a few days ago.
All right, well, I must disclose that I'm already aware of this encounter because I am addicted to the Walk for Liberty videos. Before you do that, why don't you explain briefly for those of our brand new listeners tonight what the Walk for Liberty is, who you are, why you're doing it, etc. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm walking all the way across the country. I started out in Cannon Beach, Oregon on April 14th, and I'm walking to New Hampshire as it's actually my move as part of the Free State Project. And one of the big reasons why I'm moving or walking in addition to the move is to promote the Free State Project, you know, the idea of liberty lovers all moving to the state of New Hampshire, as well as to promote and support Ron Paul and his campaign for liberty.
Well, cool.
Excellent. And is it are you getting some media coverage out there?
Yeah, we are. In fact, I was just interviewed today for ABC News, which will be on this evening here.
Wait. Local ABC or like the real national ABC?
No, local ABC News.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Will, you have, I would say, in the 6 months that you've been doing the Walk for Liberty, you've probably received more press coverage than the Free State Project has received cumulatively in its entire lifespan. I mean, it's just been, I don't know, man. It's been
there.
Article after article after article after TV appearance after TV appearance. I mean, I know that the Free State Project has received a number of written articles as far as online and that sort of thing, but I don't think that they could ever say they've had that many TV stories done about them. You've gotten some amazing coverage, and I think you should. I think the Free State Project owes you a debt of gratitude. I don't know if you know they'll do anything for you. I guess they are doing a little something. They're giving you your own session at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which I think is going to be pretty cool. So
that's true.
So way to go! You deserve some sort of a golden porcupine or something like that for doing what you've done, because it's been fantastic in getting the idea of the Free State Project out there. And of course, that is to move as many liberty-loving individuals as possible up here to New Hampshire, which is your destination. And you've been put sort of cataloging your entire walk from day one, basically, on your video camera and posting those, your thoughts, your reflections, your insights, posting them to your YouTube channel. And if people go to walkforliberty.com, they can link to that and they can see all your videos from there, right?
Right, yep.
So, and your most recent video was at day 163?
Am I remembering correctly? Yes, I believe it was 163.
Your most recent video, you go through the details of what happened to you with the police. And I have to say, I was surprised. I was predicting that it was going to be Illinois where you ran into your trouble, because all we ever hear about Illinois is just awful police state kind of news. And no, you ended up getting through Chicago and walking through the entirety of Illinois, and the trouble actually ended up being in Indiana, which is, ironically enough, your home state.
Yeah.
So what and, a you know, welcome home say, message, huh?
I got to say that of all the – I think I've had five different encounters with the police of varying magnitudes.
Uh-huh.
And of those, three have been in Indiana in the short time I've been walking through it.
Wow. Well, what do they want?
Well, let's see. One time it was I was being photographed for a newspaper, and we were kind of standing in the middle of – it was more like a driveway. It wasn't even really a real road, and the cops – some kind of transit police pulled up, you know, just asking what we were doing, essentially. That was pretty minor. The other night we were parked in what we thought was just kind of like on the side of a road, sort of in a residential area, although it turned out to be a national park. And apparently somebody snitched on us.
Wow.
Like, I don't know, they were upset at us being there or something. So a cop came by, knocked on the RV door, and fortunately she let us stay there.
Wow.
But, you know, that was another one. And then, of course, this encounter that I'm going to describe tonight.
All right, so go ahead. That's I guess that's enough preface. Go ahead with the story, because it's pretty outrageous what happened to you.
Okay, well, so this took place in Whiting, Indiana, which is, I guess, not too far from Gary. I was walking down a public sidewalk on the other side of a street from this gigantic BP oil refinery. And, you know, as I often do, if I see something that's, you know, kind of funny or interesting, then I, you know, shoot a clip of it and maybe make a comment to put in my video. And behind the wall on the left-hand side of the street, behind the wall of the refinery, there was a row of train cars. And on one of them, it said hot molten sulfur, which I thought just sounded kind of funny. So I just shot a little clip of that and just kept walking on. And I swear, not less than 3 minutes later, or not more than 3 minutes later, two cop cars pulled up kind of behind me. And at first, I kind of was thinking maybe it was for me, but then I was thinking, well, I mean, I wasn't really doing anything. But just in case, I tried to start my camera so that, you know, if they did come up to me, I could maybe audio record the situation. Although, as I discovered later, I didn't get my camera started. I guess in the heat of the moment.
That's how frustrating.
That was really my biggest regret of the whole situation, because it would have been incredible to have had that all on tape.
Well, it's not the first time something like that has happened, and I'm sure it won't be the last. I know that when the adrenaline starts rushing, you want to accomplish what you've set out to do, and that is hit the big red button. But for whatever reason, it gets more complicated in that particular instance. I know I've been in a similar situation, and you actually commented on how Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com was also in a similar situation where the heat was on, and the cops were coming, and he just, you know, he flubbed it up and didn't hit the record button correctly for whatever reason, and that's basically what happened here.
Yep.
But practice makes perfect. So what was the interplay between you and these cops? What was their problem?
Well, so first they kind of called out from behind me, I guess, as they were walking up to me, hey, did you take pictures of the refinery? You know, you're not allowed to because of the terrorist threat or something like that.
Mm.
And I don't remember exactly what I responded. Something like, oh man, that's ridiculous. I'm just walking across the country and shooting video as I'm going along.
It absolutely is ridiculous. I'd like to point out one of your commenters on the Walk for Liberty video that you put up on YouTube pointed out that if you'd wanted to get the layout of the refinery, you'd have done better on Google Maps with the satellite option than you would taking a picture from the side of the road.
Right. It's stupid. And if a terrorist wants to get the layout for themselves, they could just go there and look.
That's true. And what if I had been in a car with darkened windows shooting video? There would have been no way they would have known that I was doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
Oh, yeah. And I think didn't somebody else comment? I don't know if you read all the comments on your YouTube videos. But I think somebody else commented, and it was very funny, and they pointed out that the way you're dressed, you're quite obviously a terrorist, dressed in your neon reflective gear. And the idea that some terrorist would just walk up to the installation wearing what you're wearing every single day would be pretty absurd.
Yeah, being so blatant, yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So then they said that, you know, I'd have to erase everything I took of the refinery. Although they didn't make me do it at that moment, first they asked to see my ID, and I said I wasn't carrying any on me. And I think there were two cops and maybe a couple security guys from BP. I wasn't exactly sure who the other two guys were, but the cop that did most of the talking said, "What? You're not carrying on any ID? You know, you're walking across the country. What if you get hit by a bus or something?"
Oh, yeah. And, like your ID would help you there. Hang on, dude. We're going to bring you back. I know there's more to the story. Will Buchanan is with us. He is the man walking across the country.
IDs block buses.
For more liberty. 800-259-9231. Maybe you've got a question for Will while we've got him here. You're welcome to do that. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, You're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts. That's a lot of stuff to read. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with a couple thousand of our listeners there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure, and they have a free version that you can check out, and it stays free.
So on this program, we talk a lot about how it is that we live in a police state here in the so-called United States of America, and there's just evidence after evidence to support it. Of course, the people in the respectable classes won't necessarily see it because, well, they're not having the roadblocks set up in their neighborhoods. And honestly, they're just not being targeted like people that are living in poorer places, lower middle class to poor people are. It's been going on for a while. It keeps getting worse. And as we continue to hear just increasingly bad stories, we continue to bring them to you in hopes to, if you're new to this program, to shake you out of your complacency and bring you to the understanding that this is a police state. And if you don't believe that it's a police state, you need to ask yourself, what are your criteria? What is it that must happen in order for you to be able to come to the conclusion that this is a police state? So you might want to ask yourself that. You're welcome to call in and tell us if you've got your criteria, whether or not it's been met or met yet. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we continue a discussion here with Will Buchanan, the man who is doing the Walk for Liberty. He started in Oregon. He'll be finishing in New Hampshire, our beautiful state of New Hampshire. He's a Free State Project member. This is his move to New Hampshire. So when he gets here, he'll be staying. And actually, you used to live in Hawaii, Will, and of course you can't walk from Hawaii, so you flew to Oregon, and for the past 6 months or so of your life, you've been walking about, recently it's averaged about 20 miles a day, on your way to New Hampshire, and it's been an amazing trip so far. And for about 2,000 miles, you were relatively unmolested by the so-called authorities, but all of a sudden, a few days back, after you got out of Chicago and crossed into Indiana, the trouble began, and the cops began harassing you because you were taking some pictures, or rather shooting some video, of the BP refinery up in the what was the area in Indiana again?
The town was Whiting, Indiana.
Whiting, Indiana. Apparently somebody called the cops because the cops showed up as well as what appeared to be, as you described, perhaps some BP security guards or something like that. But the cops were who you were dealing with, and they demanded that you, number one, erase the pictures or erase the video on your camera, and then began demanding, well, actually, you didn't comply with that at that point because they immediately began demanding identification from you, and that's where you left your story off. So go ahead.
Right. So I told him that I wasn't carrying ID, and he was absolutely dumbfounded that I was walking across the country and not carrying ID on me. And
well, he probably doesn't come across Americans too often that don't have their government ID like good little citizens. So it's a little unusual.
Probably not. So, you know, he said, what if you get hit by a bus? And I said, well, my wife is around, and, you know, she'd find out soon enough if that happened to me. And he's like, where is she? And, you know, kind of turning his head back and forth. And I said, well, you know, she's up ahead in our RV. And then at that point, he asked what my name was, including my middle initial, and had me spell my name. And I said, my name is Will. And he said, William? And I said, well, yeah. And one thing I didn't actually, I'd forgotten about at the time when I shot, you know, the video describing it, was every time after that, he would, you know, pretty much preface everything with William.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's a tactic cops use or what, but
it's
like
a tactic salesman use.
What's that?
It's a tactic salesmen use. You know, the idea is to be able to imprint the name in your mind, and you know the person's name. But you wouldn't pick a name that they didn't particularly give you. You know, you wouldn't go. So your name, they wouldn't tell you Will, and you'd tell them William. I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, but
right. So. So then at that point, he asked what my address was, and I told him that I didn't have one. And he said, what, you're homeless? And I said, no, I'm just walking across the country. And he said, well, where do you sleep at night? And I said, I sleep in an RV. Do you want the last address of where I lived when we were in Hawaii? And he said, what, you walked from Hawaii? And I said, no, I actually started the walk from the West Coast.
I think at that point you probably would have been justified in turning around and walking away. I mean, if a police officer asks you an incredibly stupid, demeaning question like that, I think you can just leave.
Well, I'd like to point out that, and I realize that obviously you were not necessarily ready to take this position with these cops being all alone.
Right,
and,
out there in the middle of nowhere. God knows what they do.
But you are correct, Mark. Whenever the police approach you, you absolutely have the right to continue walking. You can ask a question like, am I being detained? Am I free to go? You don't even have to ask those questions. You can just keep, you can ignore them as you would any other person on the street. Because that's, as I understand it, and if a law enforcement officer is listening and wants to call and correct me here, you're welcome to do so. But it's my understanding that that is considered a contact in the police terminology. They aren't pulling you over because you're not in a car. You're just on the street. And if they want to ask you questions, they can, just like anybody on the street could come up to you and ask you questions. And as you would with anybody else, you would be able to decide whether or not to heed their questions or to answer them. So if you are completely voluntarily choosing to answer the cops simply because, you know, they've got guns on their hips and they might throw you in a cage if you didn't, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they are very intimidating and scary.
Sure. So go ahead and continue this.
Okay, yeah, so at that point, I think he said, are you sure you don't have any ID? And he kind of started terry-patting me around my pockets. I was wearing sort of a rainproof jacket and had a lot of stuff in my pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was doing that, I said, hey, I didn't give you permission to do that. And he said, well, you're in Indiana now. And I told him, actually, I grew up in Indiana. He said, wow, that's great. Good for you.
Yeah, welcome home. Now bend over.
Right. Exactly. So then he felt my left pocket and said, hey, isn't that your wallet in there? It probably has your ID in it. And I said, no, it's probably my pocket PC in there. He said, no, it's too soft for that. Why don't you take it out? So I kind of reached in there and I didn't want to just grab out the entire contents of my pocket. So to kind of stall, I pulled out my street direction for that day. And when I pulled that out, he said, no, it's bigger than that. You don't want us to arrest you, do you? I'll drag you down to the station right now, and then your whole walk across the country will be over.
How many times in this entire...
Listen to this. I mean, how many people in the history of man have had a walk across the United States threatened? I mean, this is crazy. They're going to ruin it all over you. What?
Well, I don't know if it would have ruined anything. Hang on, Will. We're going to continue with it. You got time, right?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Great. More with Will Buchanan. He is the man walking across the country for more liberty from Oregon to New Hampshire. He's in Indiana as we speak to him tonight, and he has been harassed and threatened by the Indiana cops. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate Photo Blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare. Drugs and unknown substances. Foods with no vitamins. Fast food for obesity. Fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see our newest Shriner, Annie. Just added her today, and if you're on the updates list, you would have known that first. So again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus,
Annie's an artist.
Yes, she is, and a dedicated Free Talk Live listener. You need to know about SACL CAI, by the way. Our friend Jason Osborne and family and friends over there, great folks, and they do a great job in the area of collections. Not only do they do collections, but they also do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner right there at the top of our website at freetalklive.com. That again, CAI. As we go back to Will Buchanan, he's the man walking for liberty across the country from Oregon to our lovely home state of New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You're making your move, and you're more than halfway done at this point. You're in the downhill way. You're coming to the close here, Will. This has got to be exciting for you. I mean, you're getting closer and closer every single day.
Actually, as of this morning, I had about 900 miles left to go until the New Hampshire coast.
Wow, very cool. So have you decided whether or not you're going to cut up into New Hampshire on the west side of the state, or are you going to delay your gratification all the way to the coastline?
No, I am going to. Unfortunately, the map that's on my website is not completely current, so I am going to be cutting. I am going to be crossing basically through the western part of New Hampshire and all the way across the state.
Oh, boy, that's exciting. Oh, I hope you get a chance to come through Keene. Maybe we'll bring some people out to see you when you do that.
I, right, we'll do that.
All right, so back to the story. You're in Indiana. You just crossed into Indiana. You were videotaping some of the – you happened to be walking by a BP processing, oil processing facility of some sort, and you were videoing one of the signs on the fence or something like that, and apparently the cops around there didn't like that too much. They came and they began harassing you over it. They demanded to see identification, which you were reluctant to show them. You were relatively reluctant in your cooperation with the police. You basically waited for them to threaten you before you actually ended up doing what it was that they were demanding that you do. But since you weren't interested in a trip to jail that particular night, and I don't blame you for that, you had a nice warm RV with your wife waiting for you, so don't blame me one bit there. Even though, interestingly enough, apparently your wife suggested that you should have gone to jail. But continue your story. You can talk about that in a moment if you want, but let's wrap the story up. They were demanding ID, and go ahead.
Okay, so, he had asked me to take out the contents of my pocket, and I kind of delayed at first by just pulling out my directions when, he threatened, I guess he thought I was just messing with him or something, so... You know, he threatened to take me down to the station and throw me in jail if I don't think he actually said if I didn't pull him out, but basically, you know, if I didn't cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I just grabbed the contents of my pocket and pulled them out, which mostly consisted of my Walk for Liberty business cards. And I think the other cop at that point said, "Hey, aren't those business cards, don't those have your name on them?" I said, "Yeah, they do, but they're not government ID."
Do these guys go to the Dr. Watson School of Observation or what?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous observations.
Yeah.
It's like they're 7-year-olds or something.
Mentally, perhaps. Go ahead.
So then at that point, he asked me what my date of birth was, the original, the older cop that was doing most of the talking. And I asked him, "Well, do I have to give that?" And he said, "No, William, you don't." And then he started to put away his pad. And at that point, his partner chimed in saying, "If you don't give us your date of birth, we're going to arrest you." And then, and so I said, "Let me get this straight. You're going to arrest me if I don't give you my date of birth?"
Mm-hmm.
And then the original cop at that point said, "Yep, that's what we're going to do." So then I said, "All right, fine, I'll give it to you." And then the older cop said, if I have to pull out this pad one more time, then I'm gonna arrest you."
How many threats did you receive from these cops, and what was this? I mean, how long did this entire encounter last?
Probably 10 minutes, maybe. I don't know.
Man, just threat after
probably,
threat.
Yeah, 3 or 4 threats of arrest, I would guess.
All right.
So at that point, I gave him my date of birth, and he wrote it down on his little pad of paper and handed it to the other cop to go run my name or whatever on their database or whatever they do. And then the older cop asked me, "You know, why are you trying to be so uncooperative with us?" And I said, "I'm not really trying to be uncooperative. I'm just, you know, trying to mind my own business walking across the country."
Yeah. Everything was fine until you showed up.
Right. So, you know, he said, "Well, you know, you weren't minding your own business. You were filming the oil refinery."
The foreign oil refinery, I might add. It's British Petroleum. Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
You're from Indiana. There's a foreign oil refinery sitting there, and you're the one who's causing trouble.
Yeah, and somehow the state is the lackeys for the oil refinery. They can't do their own security or whatever.
Right, and you didn't
build a wall high enough so I can't see in.
That's what I was going to say. Why not build a concrete wall instead of a chain link fence? And if you're really that concerned, I mean, if you're concerned about people doing these things, shouldn't there be some sort of notice around? Warning, you're subject to arrest if you're seen filming the premises. But you didn't see anything like that, and you were walking along the fence for quite a while, I would presume, right?
Yeah, it was a huge refinery. It probably took me 15 minutes, even after I left from the cops, to get by it completely.
Yeah, but apparently you should have known, Will. You should have known that.
Yeah. You're always supposed to know.
So then what?
Okay, so anyway, then... At that point he said, "Well, yeah, speaking of the refinery, you're going to have to erase all your video of that, or we're going to confiscate your camera." And, you know, I didn't really want to lose my camera because, unfortunately, I still had 2 or 3 days of video on it that I hadn't offloaded yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely didn't want to lose that. So I said, "All right, fine, I'll erase it." And he actually specifically told me that all I had to erase were the clips of the refinery. He didn't say I have to erase anything. And so I went about erasing it. And that was the point at which I noticed that I hadn't successfully started the camera recording earlier. But I did start recording it then. So I at least got the last little part of the encounter. One thing I found was interesting, when I told him that I had, you know, finished erasing it, he wasn't actually looking at me erasing it. He wasn't standing over my shoulder watching me the whole time.
That, he I just, think, is probably know, the, one of the most absurd parts of the story.
Right. They didn't even bother to check and see if it was properly erased.
Right.
They just wanted to hassle the crap out of somebody.
And that was their original premise for stopping you, was the video.
Yeah. It's just, the whole thing's ludicrous. Yep. I mean,
absolutely.
Gosh. So another kind of weird thing was, after I told him that I had erased it, his attitude completely changed. It was like 180 degrees. He was really, you know, sort of buddy-buddy after that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so you're walking across the country? Oh, that's cool, you know.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody sponsoring you? No? You're just kind of doing it on your own? Oh, that's cool. It sounds interesting.
You know, I think cops have this ability. I don't know whether it's trained in or whether they, you know, they're some other species. I'm not sure exactly, but they have this ability to, you know, just suddenly change the whole attitude and demeanor. If I don't like you, I don't like you, and I'm not going to treat you like I like you and suddenly be your friend. But man, I've seen a lot of them do it.
Oh, he gotten what he wanted from you, I guess, or in his mind, you had complied to, I guess, the extent that he was desiring, and so he changed his outlook, I suppose. So they let you go shortly thereafter. Anything else notable to relay?
No, not really. Yeah, the check my name cleared apparently okay right after that, and he said, okay, you're free to go. You know, have a nice day. That was pretty much it, and I kept walking on.
So I want to bring you back, if you don't mind, Will, just for a few more thoughts and reflections here. And if you've got a question for Will Buchanan from The Walk for Liberty, he is on the line with us. Great opportunity to connect with him rather than just sending him an email or something like that. Share with him your thoughts. 800-259-9231. I want to know what his wife had to say about this whole situation, because apparently she suggested that he should have gotten arrested. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for as little as $3 a month, as we've had a number of people do over the past few weeks. In fact, enough, including Adam from New York, who might be calling in with some reflections on his offer to essentially double the amount of money that came into AMP over a one-week period of time. His AMP did come through, so he made good on his offer today, as well as the gentleman in Canada. He also made good on his offer. And as a result of that, AMP has now cleared the $4,000 mark, which is pretty big news.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, very cool. That also, by the way, means that Free Talk Live amplifiers will see an increase in the AMP archive quality. That's one of the perks that amplifiers get. I don't know. I guess we don't mention it very often, but amplifiers do get a more higher quality and a fewer commercial version podcast. They still have to hear us talk during the show, but they don't hear any pre-recorded commercials during their version of the podcast. So that'll sound a little bit nicer starting later on tonight with tonight's podcast. So congratulations to and thank you to everybody that is amping the program. And one of those amplifiers, I believe, is Will Buchanan, because he is on the amp line, and he's talking to us about his walk for liberty and his encounter with the police, where they harassed him and threatened him several times whilst he was on the side of the road, a public road, mind you, in a public place. He happened to be videotaping one of the signs on the facility of the British Petroleum Company. And apparently the cops didn't like that very much. They harassed you. They threatened you with arrest several times. And then they ended up going away after you finally bowed down, erased the video footage, and showed them identification. But it was interesting because on your video that you posted over at walkforliberty.com, you actually said that well, you didn't want to get arrested simply because I'm sure there were a number of reasons. Obviously, your wife was waiting for you in the RV. You're not in New Hampshire, so you don't have this great activist network to back you up. I'm guessing this was your first time really interacting with the police in such a way. Would that be accurate?
Oh, yeah. Nothing even close to this before. and this is certainly the first time that the cops have threatened to arrest me.
So this is your first real taste of the police state of America. I mean, do you have any reflections?
It was really, I just felt harassed and threatened, and it was really disturbing that, you know, this group of individuals claim to have this power over you, this authority over you, when really they're just, you know, guys with, you know, hats and a badge. And you know, why should they have power over me? I'm just, you know, I'm a sovereign individual, like you said, walking along a public sidewalk.
Right, and it's not like you were breaking
anything wrong.
It's not like you were breaking any laws. And what they really wanted your name for is so that they could run some kind of, you know, warrant check to see if you were wanted. Well, don't they have just as much right to run a warrant check on any damn buddy they see?
Apparently.
They don't. I mean,
they've got guns. They've got all the rights they need, right?
Silly.
Might makes right. Hey, what would you have done differently? I mean, upon reflection, it's always easy to look back on these things and say, oh, darn it, I messed that up. And we know that obviously hitting the record button would be good next time. But aside from that, your tactics as far as how you dealt with the police, the questions you elected to answer, your approach in general, if you had to do it all over again, what would you change, if anything?
I don't know. That's a good question. Because I really didn't want to get arrested. Like you said, I'm not in New Hampshire yet and don't have this, you know, the great activist network to back me up. If I were New Hampshire already, I'd probably, in the future, handle it completely differently. But maybe, you know, asking some questions, maybe pushing them a little more, but yet still not, you know, I probably still would have done what they asked me to because I didn't want to get arrested, but maybe I would have, you know, asked questions like, well, aren't I on a public sidewalk and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I think that asking questions is certainly very helpful. And, of course, you were good in that you did have recording equipment on you. That's also a good thing to have happen. In fact, I posted some a compendium of all the things that I have learned over the years about interacting with police recently on freekeen.com. And I think there's some pretty good suggestions there. And, of course, the more you have interactions like this with the police, the better off you'll become at doing the things that you intended to do. Because you can get flustered. It's easy to get caught up in... Your adrenaline's pumping. It's easy to get caught up and forget to do the things that you'd always planned that you would do if that situation were to come up. So you should be commended for not ending up in handcuffs, if indeed that was your goal. You were successful at that. And in standing your ground to some extent, you didn't completely bend over for those guys. You were not jumping to your feet to obey them. And I'm sure that was a little different for them, because normally it's probably they're dealing with two types of people. They're probably either dealing with like the violent criminal types that aren't going to do a darn thing that the cops demand of them and are willing to fight about it, versus the obedient citizen who will do virtually anything. So you were somewhere else, and it must have been a very confusing encounter for those cops.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably was. And you know, like you said, Monday morning quarterbacking, I might have asked certain things differently, but other than, you know, not hitting the record button, I'd say, you know, I did about as well as I could be expected, considering that was my first time to really deal with the cops like that. And
awesome. I'm glad you called in tonight about it. I think we've actually got a call on the line for you, I believe. Let's talk to Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on with Will Buchanan. He's walking across the country for more liberty.
Yes, thank you. One of the things you could have done would be, maybe next time you can do this, is wait a half hour. And then go back around the area that you wanted to take the picture in, or to get a picture, and get in the motor home and just stop long enough to take picture out of the window, and then go down the road and get out and start walking again. That would be one way to get what you really wanted, and then they wouldn't know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's certainly possible.
That's true.
You could have gotten further down the road at that point, and the cops probably never would have caught up to you. But I don't know if it was that important of a shot. It was just that you happened to be there, right, Will? And it was kind of interesting, but not worth going back for.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't really worth it for that one shot I was getting. I mean, it was just a throwaway shot, essentially. But if it was a shot I really wanted, then that would have been a good strategy.
It would have been saying, like, nah, I got it anyway.
Very good. Anyway, thanks, Mark, for the call. Yeah. Appreciate hearing from you. And, Will, I want to remind our listeners that they can actually meet you in person. I mean, obviously, if they move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, they're probably going to run into you eventually. But if they want to make a specific appointment to come and meet you, they can come to your presentation at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And you're definitely going to be here in New Hampshire by that time. In fact, what would you say at this point that your estimated time of arrival is going to be around about?
My goal is still the end of November, and that's certainly doable. I think if I average, I think we calculated this morning 21.4 miles a day, then I can get there by then.
Cool. So you'll definitely be in state and moved into New Hampshire by the time the Liberty Forum comes around in early March. And our listeners can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about the other great liberty-oriented speakers that are going to be there. There's a whole bunch of them. I don't know if you've heard word about who your competition in speaking is going to be, Will, or potentially, but there's some really good ones out there. However, I must say I'm looking forward to your presentation. And people can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get signed up. The early bird price of $199. They really need to take advantage of that as soon as possible and take advantage of the 10% discount code, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. A bunch of great Liberty speakers, hundreds of people who believe in freedom, who, like you, like the idea of liberty in our lifetime, and they're willing to do something about it. A number of them have already moved to New Hampshire. Many are going to be attending for the first time just to kind of check the state out, to see what the people are like, and they are great. I mean, Will, you were at the Liberty Forum last year, and I believe the year before that. Any yes. fond memories, anything that you wanted to share as far as what you really liked about the last Liberty Forums?
Last Liberty Forum, what I really liked was just connecting with everybody there. I thought the last one was so much. I had so much better time at the last one than the first one. I think just because, you know, maybe people knew each other better and felt more comfortable with each other, and like the after hours stuff was great.
Absolutely,
I really enjoyed that.
I think you're right about that.
As much as, if not more than the seminars during the day.
Yeah, definitely. It's meeting the people that is, I would say, the number one highlight of the Liberty Forum, but there is so much to do, and I think you're right about that. That was one of the observations Julia and I made, was that people are just getting to know each other better, the people that have been going for the last few years, and, of course, the people that live in New Hampshire are having more and more opportunities to get to know one another, and that really results in a much friendlier occasion and great socializing and wonderful brainstorming and ideas, and looking forward to seeing you when you walk through here in the southern or southwest western part of New Hampshire, and of course maybe we'll hear from you again between now and then. Will, thanks for calling in tonight.
Great, thanks guys.
People need to go to walkforliberty.com and see this man's videos. He's always got interesting things to say, great reflections and observations. Even people that have been really into liberty for a long time, I think, will pick up some new ideas from watching Will's videos. He's guy's got a brilliant mind, and he's sharing some of his thoughts on his videos at walkforliberty.com. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.